104.3 FM University Radio Network presents The Good Morning Wake-Up Show, a radio show for the English-speaking community in Puerto Vallarta and Banderas Bay, with your host, Michael Nolan. Welcome.
everybody, and welcome to the Good Morning Wake-Up Show with your host, Michael Nolan, here on University of Guadalajara Radio, 104.3 FM. I want to say thank you very much for tuning in today. Today is Saturday, May 25th, 2019. Wow, May's almost over, believe it or not. Next Saturday when I'm on the air, it'll be June 1st. But today is May 25th. It's been a really, really exciting week here at the university. We've had a couple of graduations. So I want to say congratulations to the students, faculty, and staff that ended their semester for this year. We had really, really great graduation. And it was kind of fortunate because it was the first graduating class of biology here at the university under the new rector, who, of course, was a biologist or is a biologist. So rector Jorge Tellez Lopez, our new rector here at the University of Guadalajara, was very excited to be able to congratulate and hand out the diplomas to the graduating class in biology, his major field of study. So it was really fantastic. Had about 12 students graduate, so congratulations to them. Hopefully they'll go on and do bigger and greater things here in the Bay of Banderas area. So my hat's off to all of them. We're going to be having more graduations as the semester winds down, and so we will be congratulating them as time goes by. I want to say thank you very much to everybody for listening in. We have three really interesting interviews today, one all about Cultura, Puerto Vallarta. As you well know, this is the 101st anniversary of the city of Puerto Vallarta being that just that, a city. And we have a lot of cultural events going on between now and the end of the month. We're going to have a really good interview here in just a little bit about that. Then we have a couple of very interesting interviews where you're going to need to write down a lot of information. I'm very fortunate to have a notary here, Notary Public, as we call him in the States, Notario number 10, Guillermo Loza Ramirez. And we also have a couple that I call the dynamic real estate duo of Puerto Vallarta in the Bay of Banderas. It is Rhonda Zarate, who is a unbelievable sweet lady and dynamic real estate agent here in the Bay of Banderas, and also her husband, Felix, who is a lawyer, an obligado. So they work together, teaming hand in hand as a team, and we're going to be giving out a lot of information about those two things. So you'll be sure to want to have a pencil and paper, take down a lot of notes, because they're giving out some really, really fabulous information. So I want to just say thank you very much for tuning in. If you'd like to contact me, if you'd like to be on the Good Morning Wake Up Show in the future, you can do so by sending me an email at 104.3wakeupshow@gmail.com. And I urge everyone to please go to the university website at www.cuc.udg.mx. We are still highly touting the Cinema Cook. As I mentioned last week and every week, we have movies here, first-run movies every Wednesday and Friday. The Wednesday films are usually musical concerts that have been filmed somewhere around the world, and they're very exciting. They're very fun to watch. You can see a list of all of them on the university website. And, of course, we also have full-length regular movies on Fridays. It all takes place here on our beautiful Fuentes Auditorium. It's an unbelievable venue if you've never been here to the campus to watch a film. We have a screen that's as big as anyone here in Puerto Vallarta. We also have an unbelievable audio acoustical sound system. And the best benefit of all, it's air conditioned. So you're welcome to come every Wednesday and Friday at 1 o'clock here on campus. And while you're here, take some time to go over to the Peter Gray Museum. We have a beautiful, beautiful art gallery or museum here that's full of unbelievable art, and I think you'll enjoy it quite a bit. So take your time to do that. And if the timing's right, you'll be able to also go through our biology marine park. We have a lot of tortugas, lizards, iguanas, crocodiles, and a lot of beautiful, beautiful birds. It's a great place to walk and just take a walk through nature and see everything that's in that biological area. So take time to do that. Well, Jonathan's telling me we got to take a break. We're going to do that, and we're going to be back real quick with some interviews. So go get your breakfast burrito and your second or third cup of coffee. We're going to play a little music this morning. Then we're going to have our interviews. Once again, I'm going to say thank you very much for tuning in, and we'll be back here at the Good Morning Wake Up Show in just a couple minutes. We'll be right back.
The Good Morning Wake Up Show will be back in a few minutes. Let's have a little talk at the Good Morning Wake Up Show. Boom, 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 ba, ba, boom.
I feel so good, come payday. I think of all the things I'm gonna buy when I pick up my pay, don't you know? But then they hand me that little brown envelope. I peep inside in order to lose all hope. Cause from those total wages earned down to that net amount that's due, I feel a painful sense of loss between the two.
Federal tax.
There goes that bracelet for her arm.
County tax.
There goes that new fence for my farm.
State income tax.
There goes that brand new Pontiac.
Withholding tax.
There goes the shirt right off my back. You can dream about a honeymoon for two. You can dream, but that's about all you can do. Cause by the time old Uncle Sam gets through with you, you can buy her a pair of hose, a little powder for her nose, and take her down to Sloppy Joe's for beer and stew. Them are the facts. After tax, you can dream about vacations in the sun. You can dream, but you can't ever have one. Cause by the time your good old Uncle Sam gets done, you've got just enough for gas to see them city limits pass. And if you get back home fourth class, I'd say you've won.
Federal tax.
There goes that bracelet for her arm.
County tax.
There goes that new fence for my farm.
Luxury tax.
Send back that shortwave radio.
Insurance tax.
Cancel that trip to Mexico.
State income tax.
Forget that brand new Pontiac.
Withholding tax.
There goes a shirt right off my back.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Good Morning Wake Up Show with your host, Michael Nolan, on University of Guadalajara Radio, 104.3 FM. I want to say thank you once again for tuning in today. I'm very honored and fortunate to have MD Guillermo Loez Ramirez.
Loza Ramirez.
Loza Ramirez on the show today. He is a notary, number 10, here in the Nueva Vallarta. And before we go any further, just thank you very much for taking your time to be on the Good Morning Wake Up Show.
Oh, Guillermo. Thanks to you, Michael. Thanks to you to invite me.
As I mentioned, you're notary number 10 in the Nueva Vallarta. Your offices are on the third floor of the 3.14 Center, which is, I guess, on the second road coming into Nueva Vallarta from Puerto Vallarta. And you come all the way down, almost
to the main boulevard, not quite to the boulevard that runs against the shoreline of the ocean or the Bay of Banderas, but the second street in.
Yeah.
Do you mind giving your contact information really
quick, your phone number, and your email
information? And then there's a lot of things I want to talk to you about, the duties of a notary. They're so much different than they are in the United States and Canada. So I want you to explain, if you don't mind, briefly to the listening audience what notaries do here versus, well, there's so much more important. First of all, I know that you have to be a lawyer to be a notary.
Yes.
You have to be appointed by the government
agency.
And what else?
Okay, first off, thank you for inviting me, Michael, and hello to all your audience. And like you said before, there's a difference between public notary here and public notary in America and Canada and or United States. Here, the public notary, first of all, you need to be an attorney, and after you need to have your practice in the law, and then you need a special appointment for the government to get the authorization to be a public notary. And here, basically, is an special attorney to make all the agreements that people need to be like
do so much. You help people with real estate transactions. You do wills. You do autos. I mean, you can help people with so many different things. All the official documents that we have to have done, you all have to kind of give your blessing. You check and research for people, make sure titles are clean.
Yeah, for example, one of the most important things is to do the transfer of a property here in Mexico, you need a public notary. It's like a company title in the United States, but here, if you want to buy a property, you need a public notary. And that public notary, the attorney makes and review that the property is, the seller is the seller, and the property doesn't have any loan, so it's a safe transfer to the property. That's the principal functions of a notary. So it's like a guarantee to the buyer that the house or the property that he's buying is a very good invest for security.
Very clean.
Very clean.
No liens against the property.
Yeah.
No lawsuits on the property. And that's very, very important, because you just basically don't want to buy a property that has liens or the ownership is not clear.
Yeah.
And you all understand exactly, make sure the title is clear and everything.
So that's one of the principal functions of the notary. And the second one is, for example, if you need to make a company, you need to make a company with a public notary. So that's another function. And we make wills that all the people that needs to make the wills, it's necessary to contract a notary to make the will.
Let me ask a question. I have a will in the United States, and it is binding there, but now I'm living full-time in Mexico. If I pass away, is that will
recommend you is that you need to make your will here to your properties here in Mexico, make your will here in Mexico, and then make your will in the United States for the properties of the United States. So my recommendation is to make a Mexican will.
All right. Let me ask you about a notary's responsibilities. Are you basically, you're registered with the government in the state that you're in, and we're basically in Nuevo Villares, we're in Nayarit.
Yeah.
Are you all eligible to practice in other regions like the state of Jalisco or Colima or...
All the public notaries can make the transfers for the property of all the country.
Okay, great.
But the signatures, it has to be here in my office. For example, all the parts of the contract, or for example, the buyer or the seller has to sign here in my office in Nayarit, but I can make the transfer from the property of anywhere in Mexico. So, for example, I have a lot of work here to do transfers for the properties of Puerto Vallarta, and I'm here in Nayarit.
You all are very responsible for records.
Yes.
So any transactions or any work that you do for someone, you all basically keep copies of all the records.
Yes.
So if in like 3 or 4 years from now I say, hey, I've got a question about this transaction, you all almost have like a library, right, of all the records that are very important to keep.
Yeah, that's the principal functions of the notaries, that the government is the owner of all the books that we make. Let me explain you how this works. For example, if you buy a property, I'm going to make an agreement to do the contract. That someone is selling the property and you're buying the property. That we call here escritura, it's a deed. And we use a special paper that the governments give us, the special papers, and we make books with all the contracts that we that the parts make in front of me.
Okay.
Or in front of a notary. And that's we call protocolo. That protocolo, the owner is the government. So always is going to be that protocolo here in the notary, or in the there's a special office for the government that mm-hmm. is the all the protocolos of all the notaries are there. So if you need a copy of your deed in 20 years, mm-hmm. if for example you can go to the special office in Nayarit and get a copy. Okay. So always going to be that protocolo, always going to be that book.
That's great to know. Yeah. You mentioned earlier that you work with people that are starting new businesses or companies. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, let's say if you're going to start, like, say, a boutique shop down in the romantic zone where you're just, you know, a couple of people that want to start selling, like, some knickknacks and some clothes and jewelry, or if you're someone just starting a little tiny restaurant mm-hmm. that you're just going to serve hamburgers and hot dogs, something maybe 10 mm-hmm. tables versus a big corporation mm-hmm. like a real estate company or a... Mm-hmm. Hotel or something like that. If you're just going to start a real, real small little business, do you still need to go through a notary and have it set up and the government controls the rules and regulations of your business operation?
No. If you ask me that, I will recommend you that you start the business not with a company. Just you can go to the IRS office here in Mexico and say that you will have that business. So you can start with you physical, like here says persona física. So you're going to the IRS office and say that you're going to have the business. So if you want to invest more money or if you have more partners, mm-hmm. that's the one where I recommend you to make a company because you have partners. So I think it depends of the persons who owns the property.
Okay. Kind of like starting a corporation.
Yeah.
Even on a bigger scale. You're not accountants, but you all deal with taxes, help people with taxes, be it either on properties and or autos. Am I saying the correct thing?
The taxes here, for example, when someone sells a property, I have the obligation of to make the calculation of the IRS that he needs to pay, and most of the times I can keep the money and transfer to the Mexican government.
Okay.
So my the function of a notary is to calculate the IRS, the capital gains.
Okay.
And then to get the capital gains and transfer directly to the Mexican government. So we need to do that function.
Well, you're very, very important, and I just don't think that a lot of the Americans and Canadians realize how important the functions of a notary are here in Mexico. So if you don't mind, we have to take a break. We'll come right back in just a couple minutes and continue our conversation with Guillermo, notary number 10 here in Nueva Huerta. We'll be right back.
Let's have a little talk at the Good Morning Wake-Up Show. You are listening to the Good Morning Wake Up Show.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me. 'Cause I'm a tax man. Yeah.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Good Morning Wake Up Show. As I mentioned earlier before the break, we are having a conversation with Notary Number 10, Guillermo Ramirez, here in Nueva Vallarta. I mentioned just the 3.14 center on the third floor. We've talked about a lot of things, but one question, we were talking about taxes. If you're a notary and you're helping someone buy a property, from past experience I've learned that, and I had some people ask me this, if you have a house that's just on one lot, you pay taxes on that one lot. But if, say, you have three or four lots, mm-hmm. are each one of those lots different to where you pay taxes on each individual lot that your property covers? I know in Puerto Vallarta there's a lot of, in Naval, the Bay of Banderas, there's a lot of big houses.
Yes.
And a lot of those are on two lots.
Yes.
Or maybe three lots.
Yeah.
I know one guy proposed to me that's got a home on seven lots. And does each one of those lots get taxed differently?
No, it depends.
Or they combine into one big, huge property?
No, it depends. If you can make, for example, if you are the owner of three lots, you can go and get the authorization for the city town to make only one lot.
Okay.
But you need to make a special process in city town.
In that municipality.
Yeah, in municipality.
Okay.
And then if you sell, we can make only one calculation of the IRS or capital gains of that lot. But if you haven't done that process, it is individually for each lot. So it will be the IRS of one lot each. And I didn't mention, but for Canadian or American, it's very important to do to get the title of the property. And here in Mexico, for one foreign people to buy a property, you know that they need to make a trust. So the trust, it makes with a public notary, you need a public notary to make the trust. And the trust is that the bank, we need a bank that is going to be the owner of the property.
Mm-hmm.
And then you, like a foreign, you are the one that gets the rights to use it and to rent it, like if you were the owner. You know, because in Mexican law, say that one foreign people cannot buy, can't be the owners here next to the ocean. I don't know if you...
It's like a 50 meter.
Yeah.
is that correct? The distance,
yeah.
50 meters?
Yeah.
You can't actually own it, but it's in a 99-year trust? Is that the correct?
Well, year? It's 15 years trust.
Okay, 15 years it can be renewed.
Yeah. So that's... To make the trust is the way to get the property.
And that's, you help people do that.
Yeah, I can.
That's very important.
Yeah.
And when you do have it in the trust, if you decide to sell the property, you can help them with that and everything.
Yeah, sure. So. You can make the cession of the trust, or you can make the extinction of the trust. For example, if you have the property in the trust and then a Mexican buys the property,
mm-hmm.
You can sell the property by making the extinction of the trust.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this question. If you mentioned if you're Canadians or Americans or from wherever in the world, you have to have it in a trust.
Mm-hmm.
What if you're a what if you're a mixed couple? Say an American wife and a Mexican husband, or Mexican wife and a Canadian husband, or wherever from.
Okay.
If it's a mix, is there any advantage to put it all in the name of the person from Mexico, or do you have to put it in split?
If you are married with a Mexican, I recommend you to do the process to get the city to the Mexican citizen, because if you don't have the Mexican citizen, you cannot be the owner of the property. So anyway, you will need the trust.
Okay.
So
that means visas. You have to. The Canadians or Americans have to have a full visa, or do they have to become a Mexican citizen? They don't have to become a citizen, do they?
No, they need to make a special. For example, if you are married with a Mexican,
mm-hmm.
you need to make the special process immigration to get the citizen. And if then after that, when you're citizen, you can buy the property without the trust.
Okay, that's interesting. How about automobiles? I know that you've personally helped me with my automobiles when I bought. Some I had brought a new vehicle down in 2014, but after a couple of years, I got my permanent citizenship, and I had to take the car back because mm-hmm. it wasn't newer than, I think, what is it, 9 years?
Mm-hmm.
An American Canadian can only have a car here if it's older than, I think, is it 9 years still?
Yeah, it's when you cross the border here in Mexico, we'd have to have the permanent the car permanently in here in Mexico, you need to make a special process. But if the car is too old, I think it's 10 years, you cannot transfer the car here in Mexico.
Yeah. So it's smart to, if you're American, Canadian, if you're coming down here and living full time, to buy your vehicles here.
Yeah, I recommend you to buy it.
Much easier and simpler.
It's easier and you won't have any problem because the Mexican law says that if you want to bring a car, it's just temporarily. So any time you need to come back and get again the car to the border, and that's very difficult.
Yeah, it's a long way from here to there. Okay, wills. Now, you all can do wills. Do you recommend husband and wives come in together, or should you have individual wills?
Okay, all the wills are individual.
Okay, individual wills.
Because you know that this is a very special process to make the will. So in the will, you're going to say, you're going to tell the notary your last will. That's why, for example, in my office, if you come with your wife, I will ask your wife to stay out of my office, and then I will talk to you and tell me about your will and
okay.
You came here.
It's all
by
individual.
Yourself. Yeah, it's
individual. I've asked you a lot of things about real estate, taxes, cars. What haven't I talked about or asked you that notaries do, or the information that you want the listening audience to know?
Okay, first of all, is that you need to when you. When you're going to buy a property, it's very important that a notary, before to do the deal, that make the recommendation of the notary to say that the property is okay to do the contract.
Okay.
So please, before you buy a property, get with a notary and to be sure that the property doesn't have any loan, doesn't have any problem, and it's a safe transfer, or it's a safe investment to do the contract.
Okay.
So please get the advice of a notary before you buy a property. It's very important.
Is that the same with a home versus like a business? Say you're going to buy a little restaurant downtown,
yes,
and the people own, I guess, that little segment of the building, or are they just renting it? You have to make sure that maybe the previous owner of that restaurant or boutique or whatever didn't have problems also. A home's one thing, is a business the same way? You need to make sure.
No, it's a different. It's a different, because in the business you need to know if there's a company, if you are buying a company that it belongs to another person, you need to review if they paid the taxes and make all the obligation that they have with the IRS office, that this is a very special point.
Mm-hmm.
So it's different.
So if you have a restaurant, you're buying a restaurant from somebody, yeah, and they have a whole bunch of equipment in there.
Yes.
But they still owe money on that equipment, but they tell you, no, it's all paid for.
Yeah.
That's where you can investigate and really help people.
It could be, if you give all the information, we can help you to make your deal a safe deal here,
okay,
in Mexico. So it's very important, the notary, to make a very safe investment here in Mexico to the real estate or business. So my advice to all your audience is that if someone wants to invest money here in Mexico, make the safe way to get a contract at public notary.
Well, unfortunately, we only touched the tip of the iceberg. There is so much that you all do. And every individual case is different.
Yes.
If it's a business, a home, a will, whatever. So what people need to do is contact you.
Yes.
And bring in a brief synopsis, have a short meeting, and let them tell you what you're trying to do. And then you will consultate with them and tell them how you can help them, correct?
Yes, that's okay. Correct.
And how can they do that? How can they contact you?
Okay.
Phone number, emails, things like that,
yeah,
website.
You have all my information if you want to tell all your audience? Do you have
Well, I don't have it with me right now.
Okay.
But I can put it on the web page.
Yes.
And
okay, I'm here in the, like you said, I'm in the 3.14 building here in Nueva Vallarta. And my phone number is 322 97 47 21 42. That's my office business phone number.
Okay, 322-297-2142.
It's correct.
Okay. And I don't think there's anything else that I know I need to ask you, but is there anything else in closing you'd like to tell everybody?
Okay, no, like I told you, my recommendation to all the foreign people is that if they're going to invest money here in Mexico, do your invest in the safe way. And the safe way is to contract a public notary that is the attorney that has the authorization for the government to do the transfer. So if you want to invest money, please get the advice of one public notary before to do it.
Let me ask another question. I'm sorry, things just keep popping in my head. You all are attorneys, but yes. You all don't deal so much with, like, say someone wants to sue somebody else,
yeah,
or there's an auto accident and they didn't have insurance, or you're getting divorced. Do you all do outside, like, normal legal work also, like lawyers, or do you just mainly deal with the trust, being notaries, kind of more important stuff?
No, we only make the contracts of the wills, or make the companies to the people. And but we can recommend you to do the best for your problem. If you have any problem, we can tell you how to do it, or how what do you need to do it. If you need to sue someone, the court can give you a general advice.
Okay, good. Well, I just want to clear that up because people have asked me that question. And I thought, well, notaries are kind of, they're lawyers, but they're higher, in my opinion, higher ranking.
Well, you know that is the very special function to make all the agreements safer to the parts. So that's our job.
Well, like I mentioned, I can only talk about so much here on the show. If someone needs to get a hold of you, please do so. Contact Guillermo at 322-297-2142. Set up an appointment, come in and visit with him, and he can help you in so many different ways that it's very important to do so. So
if someone of your audience wants a special appointment, I can make an appointment, and I can see them and try to give them the best advice that I can do it.
And if they mention they heard about you on the Good Morning Wake Up Show, you only charge them three times as much, right?
No, I didn't charge. I won't charge. Oh. I won't charge for the.
No, I'm just kidding.
Not sure. That's
some people want a discount. I'm going to charge them twice as much because this is such a valuable show.
They mentioned that they hear the interview. There won't be any charge.
Oh, yeah. You got to make money, Guillermo. You'll be out of business. I want to say thank you very, very much for your time. I appreciate it very much, and I'm sure the listening audience does as well. And hopefully people will contact you and they won't have problems later on.
No, it's a pleasure for me to be here in your show. And all the people that are listening right now, if they need some help or some advice, please call me to my phone number or get here in my office, and I can make the give them the advice that they need.
Once again, Guillermo, thank you very, very much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks to you.
And we'll talk to you again in the future. If any new rules or regulations come up, please contact me and get it on the air, okay?
Thank you, Michael.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more of the Good Morning Wake Up Show here in just a couple minutes. We'll be right back.
The Good Morning Wake Up Show will be back in a few minutes. You are listening to the Good Morning Wake Up Show.
Welcome back to the Good Morning Wake Up Show with your host Michael Nolan on University of Guadalajara Radio 104.3 FM. I'm very excited today to have some repeat guests, Rhonda and Felix Zarate. Am I saying that correct?
That's correct.
Felix is a lawyer here in Puerto Vallarta, and Rhonda is Miss Happy, as I call her. She's written just a fabulous book about how to make your life happy, how to make your home happy and everything. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute. But she's also a realtor.
Yes.
And thank you very much for taking the time to be on the radio show.
Our pleasure. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for inviting us.
You guys are into a lot of different things, a lot of exciting stuff since we talked last.
Yes.
So if you don't mind, I'm just going to open up the mic and you can talk a little bit about the real estate industry. You can talk about the legal stuff going on, because I know you do a lot of legal stuff in the real estate industry.
It is correct.
Plus other things. And talk about this new facility you're going to have up in Muskota, or the Bucerías.
It's in between Nueva Vallarta and Bucerías. It's a independent seniors complex
Okay.
that we're opening in the new year.
Well, what would y'all like to talk about first? Then I'll just, kind of like I said, open it up and let y'all talk about, because y'all have some great and exciting things to tell the listening audience. It'd be very, very beneficial for all of us.
Okay, well, I'll start. I wanted to thank you so much for all you do, Michael, with the community and having this radio show. You know, is such a great way for us expats and the Mexican community to tap into what's going on, so thank you.
You're very welcome. I'm very honored to be able to come on the radio every week and talk to everybody, and I feel like it's kind of my way of paying forward or paying back.
Mm-hmm. It makes it a community. I guess since I saw you last, as you said, I'm an author of Find Your Happy Planner. And this year I decided that I really wanted to broaden my horizon. I opened up my own real estate brokerage called Rhonda Zarate Realty. So that's really exciting. And the economy in the Bay of Banderas is on fire. It's definitely become a seller's market. It was a buyer's market for the longest time. And for example, I had a client who's been looking for in a complex called Marbella for a year, and one came on the market, and the next day it sold, and there were three backup offers.
Wow.
And that's new news. And property is just going up. I sold a villa in Conchas Chinas recently, and we're starting to see the villa market picking up. It's been hot the last year around the 200 to 300,000 price point, but we're starting to see the villas moving. So,
well, I had a really good friend had a home down there. I think he paid $750 and sold it like 4 years later for like $2 point something million.
Ooh, that's and, a good
deal. Yeah, they did really well. Yeah.
Wow, so, that's
but
great.
It's incredible. Well, congratulations. Is there some web information people can get? Give out a website or something they can go to, or how to get a hold of you?
Oh, for sure.
If they want to list their house or if they're in the market to buy.
Well, they can go to RhondaZarateRealty.com and they can find all my information there. We have something exciting coming up. House Hunters International has contacted me. And so right now I think I have three shows that we're going to be doing.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
And they'll bring a couple in?
No, it's my clients.
Oh, your clients? Yeah, and they'll be looking at three or four different properties?
Nope, I have three different clients. So I have a renter who is finding a place, and then two buyers.
Well, that'd be cool. Well, you'll be great on air.
Oh, thank
you. I can't wait to see you.
I'm excited too, so.
Yes. I also want the listening audience to know a couple of years ago, a year ago, when I talked to you, you were just getting ready to do your TED Talk.
Yeah.
And you did do a TED Talk. You were a little nervous.
Very nervous.
How'd that go?
It was
TED fabulous.
Talk, thank you. It was TED Talk Puerto Vallarta. And so they do it a little different than the other TED Talks. And that I had to talk for an hour. And that was great. It was nerve-wracking. But you can see it on YouTube if anyone wants to. And it's my top 10 happy tips. And I wanted to do something for my great-great-grandchildren mm-hmm. to watch. And it's on YouTube, so it's there forever. So I'm glad it's done and over with. And it was a great growing experience for me.
Well, congratulations on that, because that's an honor to be able to do.
Thank you.
I know they selected a handful of people in the Bay of Banderas area.
Yeah.
And so congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And congratulations on starting your new real estate company. I'm excited for you.
Well, thank you. I'm really excited, too.
How's the legal business going, Felix?
Well, you know, I am the other half of the Rhonda's business. I take care of the legal side of the business, mainly taking care of all the legalities when somebody buys or sells property.
Mm-hmm.
In Mexico, it's very, I would say, not confusing, but different than other countries to buy property. As you know, foreigners to buy property in Puerto Vallarta, for instance, they need to buy through a trust. means yes. The bank will hold the rights of ownership, and the buyer will be the primary beneficiary of this property. And he or she can sell it, rent it, or give it away, whatever, right? But this is very interesting, and a strong recommendation for buyers in Puerto Vallarta is to always hire a local attorney. I mean, realtors are amazing here, mm-hmm. but honestly, strongly recommend to hire a attorney who knows the real estate law and how the business is doing here. Because believe me, there are a few issues in Puerto Vallarta here that you cannot believe it. Selling property, for instance, with no title, mm-hmm. right? Or promise something that doesn't really exist. It's amazing. So that's why my strong recommendation, hire an attorney. Do your due diligences. Make sure there are no liens or encumbrances in properties you're buying in Puerto Vallarta. Make sure there are no tenants. It's very important. If there is a tenant and you are closing, make sure the tenant is out. If you close with a tenant in, God bless you. I will see you in court for 3-4 years.
Well, you know about...
take the tenant out of the house.
Two or three months ago, there was a big real estate expo here. Mm-hmm. And Carl Timothy, who is, I think it was the president or vice president of the Bay of Banderas, of Puerto Vallarta Real Estate Association, he was on the show and more or less talking about the expo and what was going to be going on there. And if you missed it, unfortunately, you, from what I understand, it was just a really fabulous expo to go to. They had the realtors, they like he is. They had lawyers. They had notaries. They had bankers. They had a little bit of everybody. But he really, really stressed the difference between the importance of not just the lawyer, but the notaries down here. And that's something... You know, there's mortgage companies. You get a mortgage in the United States, which he expressed that the rates are way, way lower, 4 to 5% versus 10 or 11% here. So that's something that us expats have to get used to. But he did stress several times during the interview that it was very important to get a good attorney and a good notary. And it's funny, since then I've had somebody call me about notaries. They're working through a real estate company, and the real estate company said, well, we'll have to use a notary to make sure everything's done, and it's going to be this price. And I guess the real estate company was wanting the buyer to use their notary. Is that a good idea, or is it better to go out and get your own independent lawyer and your own independent notary? Now, I know that notaries are lawyers, but in the real estate, they do different, separate things, right?
It is correct.
Okay.
Notaries are in charge of processing all the paperwork to register the new property under the city.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't go beyond that. What I want to say with this, if there is a litigation, a property in litigation, or a claim in the labor board, or some other charges in this property, notary will not ignore this. It's the private attorneys who will be in charge for doing the search mm-hmm. beyond.
Okay.
Search the title. Could be a litigation in court, and who knows about this? You have to go and make sure your property, your client is buying, is not in litigation.
Well, you all are a great team, and I don't think there's too many realtors that actually have a lawyer working with them, but they can recommend people. So it's great that you all are such a great team. Let me ask you this question. If someone's going to buy a property, should they use the recommended lawyer by the real estate company or notary, or should they look on their own?
I always think that they should have somebody who's independent without a vested interest.
Okay.
That's my recommendation. Everyone to their own.
Mm-hmm.
But I always think that that's always usually the best idea.
A combination of different factors. For instance, in a real estate transaction, a closing, the bank is one part of this transaction.
Sure.
The notary mm-hmm. is another part of that transaction. The closing coordinator, another part of this transaction. So it's very important to know, even to let know the potential buyer to hire a lawyer and an accountant. Even sellers, when they are about to sell a property, they don't know that they have to pay capital gains. At the closing time,
that's very important.
At the closing time, they are like, what? Do I have to pay how much to sell my property? So nobody disclosed the capital gains is a tax that you have to pay to the Mexican government regardless.
Well, I want to talk a little bit more about that. I have a question I want to ask you about homeowners associations and condominiums, things like that. So we have to take a break. We're going to do that right now, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Good Morning Wake Up Show. Let's have a little talk at the Good Morning Wake Up Show.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Good Morning Wake Up Show. We're going to continue our conversation with Rhonda and Felix Zarate of Rhonda Zarate Real Estate. And Felix is a lawyer, of course. I was going to ask you a question about homeowners associations. And when you buy a condo, it's really important to have a lawyer make sure there's no contractual problems with maybe the building or the other homeowners associations or the other homeowners suing the association for not doing what they're supposed to. Things like that. Anything can happen, as you mentioned. It is Mexico. So what are some things you've run into as a lawyer and you've been able to help people on, or what's your advice in that aspect?
My advice, when you buy a condominium, the first things you should be asking is at least for the 3 years, the minutes of the last 3 years, to see if there is a special assessment in the whole building or in that specific condominium. And again, like maintenance fees.
Okay.
When you live in a condominium, you are at the mercy of the majority of the homeowners. If they want to increase the maintenance fees, you have to go with it. But you can fight it if you think there are irregularities, so they are not justified how they're spending this money. But there are a few issues, but mostly in a letter, very important, a letter from the administrator that there are no outstanding fees on maintenance. Because I have known buyers who have bought condos, no maintenance fees have been paid in years.
Oh, wow.
At least they get a letter from the administration. The maintenance fees were paid, and it was not true. I know a few cases, believe me. It is like, it's shocking when you know, like, what? Do I have to pay 5 years of maintenance fees? I just bought my condo, and I got a letter, the non-standing maintenance fees, right? So it's a lot of factors involved in this condominium transaction.
But
it's very safe to buy.
Don't you think that's a beautiful thing about what we're talking about here is knowledge is power? And if you are an informed buyer, you have all that information in front of you because your realtor and your lawyer has presented you with everything about the condo you're buying, so that you know what you're getting into, or it gives you an opportunity to walk if it's something that's not acceptable.
Another important factor is the bylaws in a condominium, for instance.
Okay.
Even normally you buy a condo, you like it, oceanfront, it's beautiful, but you forget that you have a big dog or two dogs or three dogs, and bylaws do not allow dogs in your condominium.
Yeah, I know some people that live in Las Vegas are wanting to move here now and buy an oceanfront condo, but they're having a lot of problems because they have they have one little Yorkshire Terrier. There used to be two, and one of them passed away recently at 14 years old. Lived long. But anyway, they have to choose certain places.
Yes.
They prefer to be other places. And I said, you know, it's hard to, you're going to buy this condo for the rest of your lives. This dog's not going to live how much longer. But it's a great opportunity that you two work such a great team together, and you can solve a lot of problems. I know people come here and they've been living in Detroit or Minneapolis or somewhere like that, and they get down here and they left Minneapolis and it's 24 below zero and 3 feet of snow on the ground. They come here and here's the beautiful sunshiny. They get shown oceanfront properties and they just fall in love and they think, I want that condo, and they forget to ask all the important questions. This is where a team like you all can guide them. And help him.
Felix would never tell you this, but I'm his wife, so I can brag about him. He was just awarded for the second year in a row the top lawyer in the whole Bay.
Woo!
Voted by the
congratulations.
People.
Congratulations. That's right.
And that's by the people voting, not just his wife.
But she voted 12,000 times.
I did.
No, Rhonda would never do that. She's one of the most honest, sweetest ladies I know.
Oh, thank you.
Well, let's talk a little bit about close out on the real estate and the lawyers. And I'm going to talk about this new project that you're doing up in Bucerias, because that sounds really exciting.
You know, it's so exciting. I think we're like a lot of people here who have aging parents, and they live in a different country. We live here. We realize that there's a need for this in this community.
You here. Said aging.
Aging.
Aging, not Asian.
No,
like my
not
wife's
Asian.
Parents are Asian.
No, aging. Where your parents, you're in the sandwich that you're
the older parents.
You're raising your kids and you're taking care of your parents at the same time, but you live here. How do you help them? And so that kind of came on our radar, and then we realized that we have a facility that could be a perfect home. So it's right in between Nuevo and Bustrias. It's centrally located. We're going to have, we think, around 20 to 25 rooms. And it's a place to come for your next chapter. It's not a place to come to get old. We're going to have, it's called Harmony Home. And we're going to have a cat named Harmony and a dog named Happy. And we're going to have birds. And we're going to have painting classes and yoga. And a pool table. And it's going to be a place, a community.
This could be like a community condominium building.
Yeah, well, it's everything. We're staffed with nurses. And we have all your foods included. You just come and you have your own suites. Yeah, and we have transportation for you. So we're super excited about it. And we have an elevator. So yeah, it's gonna be great.
Now
so,
when how far along are you with the project? When's it gonna open, or has it?
We're just getting bids on elevators right now, and the building's completely done, and we have 4 units done. So I think we're gonna be opening next January. I said January.
Yeah, around that time.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll be having a grand opening, so we'll invite you guys for our opening.
That'd be great. I'd love to come and cover it. And you're right there. Bustrias is really a growing area. The president, AMLO, was just here last week and promised. I actually went and listened to him in San Juan. Before he came down to Puerto Vallarta, he was in the morning in San Juan and had the mayor of Bustrias, Governor Nayarit, and some other dignitaries, of course. And he promised Bustrias a whole bunch of money for a new boardwalk or malecón, a sports complex. It was 600 million pesos or a billion pesos, something. So Bustrias, it's already a busy, popular area, and it's even going to get more so now.
Some people call it Canada.
Well, there's a lot of Canadians live up there.
It's true.
But it's a fun place. Great beaches.
Yeah.
And you're just going to be, what, several blocks off the beach?
Well, we're right in between Nuevo and Bustrias. So driving in a car, we're, 10 minutes from Bustrias?
No, but I mean from the beach itself, coming inland towards Highway 200?
10 minutes in the car.
Wow. Not far at all.
And we're also going to be promoting making a difference in the community. We're going to provide, for example, yarn, so the ladies can knit blankets for the orphanages, and if they want to come in and teach English to some of the local kids,
mm-hmm.
like it's a place like we all are like, we all need to feel like we have a purpose on this earth. I think so many of our seniors forget who they are, and they're going to come and find themselves there. So,
well, I know a friend that I met her at one of the flea markets, or the farmer markets, several years ago. We call them flea markets in the United States, especially in Oklahoma, because that's where we used to trade all our animals. If you wanted a horse or a cow or a chicken, whatever. And those animals always caused a lot of fleas, so we call them flea markets. But they're farmer markets. But she started working with women in the prison making jewelry.
Oh.
And she did that for several years. She is a professional jewelry designer out of New Orleans, and prior to that, New York. But she started working with the women in the prison here. So the ones who were, short-timers, 6 months or less. And that way they would know how to make jewelry. So when they got out, they didn't have to return to their life of crime. They would have an occupation and a way to make money. And the self-worth of these women were just incredible. I got to meet several of them. And they're on hard times, and that's why they're in prison. But now they know how to make something. They know how to sell something. And they're so proud. And I think your knitting will be the same. It'll be fabulous.
It's just an aspect, if you want to take music lessons, whatever, we're going to have so many different options for people. People will, and when it's your birthday, you're going to be the princess or the king for the day.
Oh, there you go.
Crown and pictures and balloons, and yeah, it's going to be awesome. So.
Well, how can they find out more information about that?
Right now, they can just contact me at rondazarate.com and just shoot me a note, and we're just in the process right now of getting our website up and getting all the promotional material together. So.
Rhonda, I'm going to ask you to pronounce or spell that out.
Sure. It's
okay.
R-H, R is in Romeo, H is in horse, O is in octopus, N is in Norman, D is in dog, A is in apple, Rhonda. Zarate is karate with a Z. So
okay.
RhondaZarate.com.
Okay. We're about out of time for this chapter of the Good Morning Wake Up Show, or this portion anyway. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about that I haven't touched on?
I think maybe just one thing that Felix and I are a team with our brokerage, and that my clients, a service that we do provide, is that when our clients buy a house through me, there's no cost for his fees.
Oh, wow.
For looking over all that he normally charges for people that have another agent. So I think that's something to mention that's kind of exciting for the client.
Told me maybe several years ago about when you sell somebody a house, you don't just want to sell the house. You know that that's going to be their home. Mm. And along with your book, Living a Happy Life, I know I'm not saying that correctly. I'll let you say it here a minute. You said when someone comes home, you want that house to reach out and say, welcome home. Thank you for being here. Thank you. I love you. I want to surround you now that you're in your castle.
Yeah, I feel
and
like I'm
that
a
was
match.
Great.
Thank you. I feel like I'm a matchmaker. I have the clients, and then I need to find the home that they love so the two can meet. And once you find your home, it's your sweet spot. Like we said, you walk through the door and it rises up and greets you at the end of a day. You always feel like, I can relax. I'm in my home. And I really think that that's one of the most important things, to be happy in your heart and your home.
That is, yeah, I think. They say home is where the heart is.
Yeah.
And a man's house is his castle.
Yeah.
And probably a bunch of other stuff I can't remember right now. Well, I want to say thank you very, very much once again for being on the Good Morning Wake Up Show, giving out a lot of information. As always, we can only touch the tip of the iceberg on these conversations, but people can get a hold of you and find out a whole lot more about the facility and Bucerias and your real estate business.
Mm-hmm.
And
they can contact,
also about your book.
Yeah, and Felix. They can contact him.
FelixZarateLawyer.com.
Yes.
FelixZarateLawyer.com. And you do other type of work, not just with your wife's real estate business, but other type of just
normal. We do immigration,
normal.
A lot of immigration, absolutely. We help people. Because when a foreigner sells a house here, in order to be exempt of paying capital gains, must be a resident of Mexico, which means the immigration side of the business is very important, so they understand. If they want to not pay capital gains or pay less capital gains, they must be residents of Mexico.
That's very, very important.
Yes.
You know, you may pay more for it in the front, but yet if you don't have to pay taxes, if you ever sell that house.
It is correct.
Yeah, that's correct. Well, that's a very, very important fact, and I'm glad you pointed that out. Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be back once again. Thank you very much, Taronda and Felix Zarate. Appreciate you being on the show, and we'll talk again soon, okay?
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Michael.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more of the Good Morning Wake Up Show here in just a couple minutes.
The Good Morning Wake Up Show will be back in a few minutes. Let's have a little talk at the Good Morning Wake Up Show.
Beautiful night, as blue as the ocean, in dewdrops of light, south from Alaska to Bonders Bay, lovers embracing on a Malecone walkway, Puerto beautiful night, Puerto Vallarta, cathedral bells ring for the dolphin and for the humpback whale, from north of the border to beneath the sun, when a trabajador ends up with none. Puerto Vallarta, the mercado now full. A mi mujer linda, bailando juntos we go. Clouds white and wispy, while the pelicans dance. Over the ocean, they're diving down in a flash.
beautiful night.
Welcome back to the Good Morning Wake-Up Show here on University of Guadalajara Radio, 104.3 FM. I am very fortunate right now to have the Associate Director of the Puerto Vallarta Cultural, and his name is Arturo Davila.
Davila.
I apologize. He's been on the show about five times, and I always mess his name up. But everybody that comes on the show expects their name to be messed up. I do that pretty well with everybody's but my own, and sometimes I mess it up, too. He is here to let us know a lot of information about all the different events that are being held in the next week or so for the Puerto Vallarta Mayo Fest. Mayfest, basically, it's the 101st anniversary of the city of Puerto Vallarta and the cultural center that is headed up by Marina de los Santos and with a great staff. They're doing a lot of great and special things in the next, like I said, week and a half. So he's here today to explain everything, all the different events, to where the public can take place and enjoy and celebrate this great occasion of the, what I'm calling the birthday of Puerto Vallarta. So if you don't mind, hi. I'll let the microphone open to you, and you just tell us everything that's happening and times, dates, things like that.
Claro. Thank you very much, Michael. Nice to see you again, and thank you for the invitation. I will basically explain briefly what new events we have from today until the 31 of May, which is the main day of Vallarta. That's the 101st anniversary, as you said. So we're starting we have the special, a special agenda, a special program. It's called Mayo Fest, as you said, and we're having this next Sunday, 26th, musical festival around all the city. We're having a mariachi at Los Arcos. At the same time, at 8 p.m., we'll be having simultaneously mariachi at Los Arcos. We're going to have also the Xutla Ballet at Lázaro Cárdenas, also in downtown. We're having in the Plaza del Pitillal another folklore ballet, Vallarta Azteca. We're having on the Parque Hidalgo the Tajín, which is Latin American music, and Norteño music in the Ixtapa Plaza. That's Sunday 26th, next Sunday at 8 p.m.
All at 8 o'clock. I wish I could be to all of them, but I'll tell you what.
You need to choose one.
I haven't cloned myself yet.
You need to choose maybe something different, for example.
That's right. Yeah, something that's out. Yeah, I've seen mariachi many, many times. And so I think it's great to your suggestion to go to a different event that you're not familiar with and hear some new kind of music.
Right.
And enjoy something different.
Yeah, and also celebrate the celebration. It's from all Vallarta. It's not only downtown, so we want to give a special treatment to the las delegaciones, which is Ixtapa, Las Juntas, Pitillal, Las Palmas. So in this time we're doing in Ixtapa and in Pitillal, so people around can meet there and not only go to the el centro, which is always the centro. No?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the day after, which is the
Monday
27th. During the morning, in eight
different locations.
Right, and we're going to have an activation with young kids from Cook. They are helping us. We're going to review Vallarta's main dates. Okay, so we're going to have postcards being given freely to all the people, all the guys on the. Help me, Michael. Look. on the cross, on the street crossing?
Or the intersections.
Right.
There's going to be people handing out things right. at the intersection.
During the red light, these young guys okay. will be giving postcards from which have historical images of Vallarta.
Oh, wow.
And at the back, you're going to have the Mayo Fest calendar. But at the same time, there will be another big announcement that's going to last the same time that the red light is, so you can read all the main events of the city from its foundation until now. It's just an activation to remember people, the main dates of this city.
And that's going to be on Monday, the 27th, from 9 a.m. till 3 o'clock. You're going to have it at the University of Guadalajara Station Gourmet, Walmart.
Right.
Las Moras. Las Moras, Sheridan Hotel.
Right.
HSBC Bank.
Right. Soriana Pitillal and Las Juntas.
So all those different locations, you're going to have students handing out postcards about with really, really beautiful pictures of Puerto Verde. Are they all the same picture or are they different ones?
No, we have 25 different
I'd like postcards. To have one of all of them.
Yeah.
You think you yeah. can get Marina?
There's enough.
Or you would be mine to give me a set? Because that'd be really to put in a frame and have it. That'd be beautiful.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay, well, that sounds great. And you'll also have a big banner stating all the historical events of the things that have happened here in Puerto Verde over the last 120.
Exactly.
Or the last 101 years.
101 years.
You know, August 22nd, 2015 was the first Good Morning Wake Up show.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So you got to, I'm sure Marina didn't put that on there.
Yeah.
I'll know that. Nobody else will. But well, Marina will because she was my first guest. Well, Dr. Cortez, the president of the university, was my first guest. Marina was here. Sergio was here. So about a half year staff was there because they were running the radio station at the time.
And it's a good moment to say hello to
it
them.
It really is. So hello, Marina. Hello, Sergio.
Hello, Sergio. Marina.
Hello to Brenda. They're the ones that taught me how to be a radio star.
Okay, now we move on to to Tuesday, 28th. There is an opening, an exhibition on the Malecon at 9 o'clock in the morning. That we're going to review from. It's called El Ejido al Hotel, which is from the. Do you know? I don't know the word in English. I don't think it exists. The ejido, which is this land, it's a legal way of naming the land that was given to the farmers mm-hmm. when they were took out from the big landowners in 1936 with Lázaro Cárdenas, this president of Mexico. He took like the big.
Well, most all the land was owned by very few people.
Right.
And he divided it up and gave it to the common folk.
Right. And that was called the Ejido, which is the name of this, this. Yeah. It was divided into the people that worked the land. Mm-hmm. So we want to, and that's how Vallarta was founded in some way, because we were ejidos, agricultural ejidos, all this area. Las Palmas, Las Juntas. It was small villages from agriculture mm-hmm. that worked on agriculture. So we want to have, we have images, very very beautiful images, historical images from 1936 to 1969, which is the date when Camino Real was constructed. Okay, so 33 years when Vallarta lived with small economies that wasn't tourism. So we want to review in images. You're going to see people, for example, fishing or people working the land or people doing a lot of other economic activities that it wasn't tourism.
Yes, there was. I mean, Puerto Vallarta many, many years ago was a huge fishing community and agricultural community.
Right.
And I know all the way up to like San Sebastian, they went up there with coffee and gold and silver and other types of things. And this was, you know, not until really in the mid-60s when John Huston came down here to film The Night of the Iguana
64.
Was Puerto Vallarta really turned into more of a touristy attraction.
Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of Mexicans came here on vacation, of course, mm-hmm. but there was so much more that went on, and you're going to have a really unbelievable exposition of photographs.
Right.
And they were taken under about a 35-year period
exactly.
of what the Bay of Banderas looked like back then.
Economically, in economic activities. We're centering on that. And it's interesting because we're working with Las Juntas, Las Palmas, El Pitillal, Ixtapa, and Vallarta. So we ask families that gave us the pictures. They are not our pictures. They are pictures from the families. So we're reproducing them.
Wasn't there a major sugar cane company over here in Estapa at one time?
It wasn't Montgomery. It was from Banana.
Bananas.
Right.
Bananas. I remember someone talking about that and wanted me to try and interview somebody, but we never could put the two together. So if you can help me on that, I'd love to interview an elder that was alive back when that major banana plantation was over here in this area.
You know, we still have on Mixtapa the money... This money box, the
banks?
Security. No, the security. The security
safes.
Right from the Montgomery, they're still there. The big.
Oh, is that
box,
right? The big safe where they kept
and
all the
two
money.
Two houses still there. People live there.
Oh, really?
The original houses, and the where they fixed the train. We have still that on Mixtapa now. Yeah. Okay, moving on. At the same date, 28 at 8 p.m. on in front of Biblioteca Los Mangos, which is the ex-Iste store, we have a mapping projection about the evolution of Puerto Vallarta. It's going to be very nice, very interesting, very interactive, and modern, because it's very technologically.
Is the mapping done by the University of Cucosta students?
They're helping on that.
Helping. If you've never seen mapping, what it is a projection of laser lights, of cinema, movies, all types of different activities onto an object. And they've done it at the campus very many times. They've done it down in the Malecón. But this is incredible, the way these students and multimedia people do this projection is just incredible. So you got to be sure to see that. And that's going to be at 8 p.m., and it's going to be down on the the Malecón?
No, it's on in front of Los Mangos.
Oh, in front of Los Mangos, the Biblioteca Los Mangos.
Right.
Which is about three blocks from Costco towards
right.
the ocean.
Right, right.
Everything I talk about is from Costco, because Costco's like Times Square
That's
here.
It's true.
Jonathan's telling me we're going to take a break, so we're going to do so real quick, and we'll be right back with more of the exciting events and the calendar for the Mayfest 2019, the 101st anniversary of Puerto Vallarta. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
The Good Morning Wake Up Show will be back in a few minutes. The Good Morning Wake Up Show will be back in a few minutes.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Good Morning Wake Up Show. We're going to continue our conversation all about Mayfest 2019. Celebrating the 101st anniversary or birthday of Puerto Vallarta. We left off on Tuesday the 28th at 8 p.m. It's going to be the mapping projection at the Biblioteca Los Mangos, and that starts at 8. And then on Wednesday the 29th at 7 p.m., let's talk about that, okay?
Yeah, okay, that is very interesting. Those two next events, Wednesday 29 and Thursday 30, they are head by our... Tronista de Puerto Vallarta.
That's good. What you said. We all need to practice our Spanish anyway, right?
Cronista de Puerto Vallarta, Juan Manuel Gomez Encarnacion. He works on culture, but he's in charge of the memory of Vallarta.
The historian
of Vallarta. He's helping to organize these two events. One is going to be around to review all the football soccer evolution on the city, historical from its beginning until now, and the Tuesday 30 is going to be, it's called The Object, The Document, and the Historic Memory of the City. And it's going to be very interesting. He's going to have old artifacts, like an old typing machine, and he's going to start to review the history of Vallarta, but with those objects. They're going to be like the subjects. And the one on Wednesday, it's about the football soccer, which is very popular in Mexico and in Vallarta. And around the soccer, a lot of social evolution and social events are he's gonna explain the evolution of the city with the football soccer.
Well, as you know, we have the Black Lions. It's a professional university based soccer team in Guadalajara. We have a under team here, second level down, and they play. Matter of fact, they played last Saturday. It was an amazing game. I went out and watched it after the show. But football is very, very big in Mexico, and I'm sure there's a lot of history with some famous players that have come from the Puerto Vallarta area. Unfortunately, we're not like Guadalajara, where we have two or three major teams, the Chivas and Atlas and this, that, and the other.
Right.
But there's still a lot of history with the sport, and that'll be really fun to watch. I was thinking back at the International Film Festival, we showed a show about the Chivas, and it was a very motivational movie. It was about soccer, but it was more about the coach. And this was a couple seasons ago when they won the championship of Mexico, and the Chivas had been kind of down and out on their luck. They got a new coach. I think he was a professional player from Argentina, mm-hmm. and he came and coached them for several years, mm-hmm. and it was just a really great motivational movie, and I hope everybody has a chance to see that one day.
Yeah,
has there been any really, really famous Mexican soccer players come from Puerto Vallarta? Like Pele, he was from Brazil. He was world known, one of the best soccer players ever. And we have a couple of them that play in, I think, one place for Madrid and one place mm-hmm. for Barca.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. No, we have, I mean, for sure there's someone, but what I know is that there has been a lot of good soccer players that have played in the main division, but there haven't been, you know, like the national
superstars. Well, you know,
but we have a lot. But we
David Beckham and that.
Of course, but we have a lot from Vallarta. That's going to be happening on 29, the Wednesday 29. Those events, 29 and 30, are in the city hall, in the main patio of the
city
hall.
Okay. And I want to let everybody know, everything we're talking about is free.
Yeah.
It's open to the public.
Complete.
And come and just enjoy. And there's, as everything in Mexico, there's always going to be food around somewhere. There's always going to be music playing. And there's always going to be a really fun, festive, social event an hour before, an hour or two after everything, right?
You're right. Actually, those the 29 and 30, there's going to be some wine, some music, and some meetings. So, yeah.
Fabulous.
And it's completely free, as you said.
Okay.
And finally, the next 31 of May, it's a Friday at 10 p.m. We have the Los Angeles Azules big concert. Angeles Azules is a very famous cumbia group, which is right now, from the last 3 years or 4 years, it's on the main music charts in Mexico. So they are coming here and play for the anniversary.
Now that usually is right down by the El Faro, right?
It's on the Faro.
From El Faro all the way down to Los Arcos.
Right.
Where the amphitheater is.
Exactly.
I was there 2 years ago for the 99th anniversary. They had a guy that was playing what I call the squeeze box, which is an accordion. Very famous.
Celso Piña.
He was a very famous musician. And I was very fortunate. John Murphy of Murphy's Irish Pub invited my wife and I there to watch it with him. And the mayor was next door to me. And I got to see all the dignitaries of Puerto Vallarta and get to know some of them. So I was very, very fortunate. It was Murphy's. If you haven't been to Murphy's Irish Pub, it's on the second level. Mm-hmm. It overlooked the stage. It was beautiful. It's a fantastic place to watch the crowd. But being up on the second level, you could see just how many people were there. It was from the wall on the Malecón that's right on the bay all the way up against the buildings. The street is closed down.
Yeah, it's completely.
And I bet there were 30,000, 40,000 people there.
Yeah.
It was a big crowd.
Yeah.
And it was a big party. And it was great, great entertainment. So
we think that's the best way of closing. It's a party.
Fabulous.
Everyone dancing, which is a dancing music, very dancing music. So, and at the end, the fireworks are.
Oh, yeah, beautiful.
Right.
Fireworks display every
year. It's
going
to be a party.
Pyrotechnics and something else.
Complete party Friday 31. So we expect to see everyone there. The American community and all foreigners that live here and are visiting Vallarta will welcome to be there.
Well, I highly suggest you get there around 8:30. Well, go down about 7:30. Go to one of the many, many restaurants right there in the downtown area. Have a nice dinner and get ready for the party. And because it's going to be very, very full. I'm still waiting for you to bring a Jalisco entertainer star, somebody like Carlos Santana or Maya.
Yeah. Well,
is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
Mana. I'll call Fair. He's a buddy of mine. He looks like me a little bit, I think, or I look like him.
Yeah.
With the crazy hair.
Now that you're saying.
I get a lot of people stop me when I'm walking up and down around town, say, hey, are you Fair or Mana? I said, no. I had a lady in Los Angeles think I was Ozzy Osbourne. But maybe one year. I suggested to some people last year that they get.
That will be a hit.
Carlos Santana or Mana here, somebody mm-hmm. that's really, really famous from Jalisco. Right.
Like an ambassador.
One of the ambassadors, because they're both from here. They were born, I think the drummer for Mana's from Cuba.
He's Cuban, yeah.
But Fernando, and I think the other three players are all from Jalisco.
Yeah, from Guadalajara.
And
long relation with Vallarta.
And Guadalajara. They have a house here. I know they do. Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to tell you where it's at, but it's next to a buddy of mine's.
Yeah, yeah.
And Carlos Santana, of course, from is Outland. Over by, I think he's actually from Colima.
Outland. Yeah, he's from Outland.
And he lives in Las Vegas, and I know a friend of mine whose son is his personal bodyguard, so if you maybe need some help contacting these guys, wouldn't it be fantastic to have somebody like that here next year?
Okay, well, okay.
We'll work on it.
Okay, I'll tell Marina.
I'll tell Marina, and also tell some of these guys that have a lot of money that can kind of maybe pay these guys because they don't work
cheap.
Free.
No, it's not cheap.
You have a fantastic lineup, and like I said, everything's free, everything's open to the public, everything's going to be a great time. So is there a website they can go to look at and get all this information?
Right. Of course. We have the Instituto Vallartense de Cultura.com, and then we have Facebook of Instituto Vallartense de Cultura, Cultura Vallarta, and we have the Canal del Puerto, which is our online television, cultural television, and you can check on Facebook also. We have all the information there.
I didn't know y'all had a TV station.
Yeah, it's online, yeah.
Channel 9?
No, it's not live, but we
oh, yeah, it's not live?
Not yet.
Okay, well, when it goes live, if you ever need a guy to walk around town and talk about to all the gringos about cultural stuff, I'm your man, and I work cheap. Free, is that cheap enough?
Thank you very much for the invitation, Michael.
Hey, I want to say thank you very much, and I highly urge everybody to participate in the 101 years of the great, great cultural history we have here in Puerto Vallarta and have for many, many years. Some of these things are really going to be fun, especially to go look at all the historical things that have been part of Puerto Vallarta. You mentioned typewriters. I'll bet there's not a kid on this campus that's ever seen a real typewriter.
Sure.
But I remember when I was in high school, Steve Malone, my football coach, taught me how to type. That had been 1970. And I wasn't a very good typer, but I was a real good football player, so I got an A. But there's a lot of things that we're going to be able to see that I probably don't even know or don't even remember what things are in this at.
Yeah.
So that's
going to
be cool.
He has a big collection of stuff. So, yeah, it's a surprise. We don't even know exactly what he's going to show there, but it's going to be nice. We have a program that works on the fun stuff, which is great. It's a party, but also on the cultural and educational thing, which is it's part of culture also.
Well, I'll tell you what. Cultural Vallarta has really, really upped its game in the last several months since I've known it. I went to the Ricea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Festival. You were here with some friends from there, and that was a great, great festival. And then also, a couple weeks ago, I was down at Los Arcos, went to see Ofelia Medina, a very, very famous Mexican movie star. She put on a fabulous play and musical all about Frida Kahlo.
Right.
And this is just another great event that you're hosting. We appreciate it very much, and I just want you all to know that my microphone's always open to you to get the word out to all the great events that you're going to be having in the future, to the English-speaking community here in Puerto Vallarta. We appreciate very much y'all putting on stuff like this so we can learn more about the history, about the culture, and have a lot of fun at the same time.
Of course.
Thank you very, very much for taking time to come be on the Good Morning Wake Up Show. We appreciate it. And be sure to know that my mic's always open to y'all, okay?
Thank you very much. Thank you for the invitation.
Okay, Jonathan, tell me we need to take another break. We appreciate it very much, and I look forward to seeing you at some of the different events around town. So we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more of the Good Morning Wake Up Show here in just a couple minutes.
The Good Morning Wake Up Show will be back in a few minutes. Let's have a little talk at the Good Morning Wake Up Show. Ooh.
sugar, because I am so sweet. Grew up on a dirt road, never knew concrete. My daddy was a farmer, never owned the land, but he had one mule under his command. Every day you'd see him working in the field. When the Lord puts his hands on you, you just can't stand still. When I was a young girl, cotton I would chop. Working with my mother and my father who share crop. Daddy owned the seed, that's the way it went. Landlord, he took half, it was hard, but we done it. Every day in the kitchen, cooking up a meal. When the Lord puts his hands on you, you just can't stand still. In the family, no brothers at all. I was the fourth child born since I was small. Don't know what I didn't do. My older sister, she stepped the whip. Good God, I was scared, when she went to get that
switch.
I had my first baby working in the field. When the Lord puts his hands on you, you just can't stand still. When I met my husband, had nothing to write. We couldn't do nothing except go walking side by side. It took a long time before we fell in love. If you ain't got religion, you better get your some. I recall the moment,
yes I do,
when I found God's will. When the Lord puts his hands on you, you just can't stand. Freedom bound.
Freedom bound.
Sometimes I get lonely. Sometimes I get sad. But don't let the devil fool you when you get mad. It says in the Bible, thou shalt not kill. When the Lord puts his hands on you, you just can't stand.
You just can't stand still.
sugar, because I am so sweet.
You go. You give me hard eggs every morning, baby. Cheese, I'ma let you go. You butter hard grits your teeth and bury. I don't not love you no more. Ham, bacon, you to leave me. I'm never sausage misery. Ham, bacon, you to leave me. I never sausage misery. You acted so ungratefully. You give me a reason to be free. Oh, you give me hard eggs every morning. Cheese, I'ma let you go, yeah. You give me hard eggs every morning, baby. Cheese, I'ma let you go. You butter hard grits your teeth and bear it. I don't not love you no more. Benedict me to do, I've got muffin else to say. What do you eggs Benedict me to do, baby? I got muffin else to say. You left a waffle toast in my mouth. You biscuit out of town today. If you give me hard eggs every morning, cheese, I'ma let you go. Yes, you give me hard eggs every morning, cheese, I'ma let you go. What they say, hell hath no fury like a woman's scorn. It's true, I get a bad case. It's a very, very bad case. I got a bad case. Them breakfast blues.
I got the breakfast all the breakfast.
Well, once again, I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in today to the Good Morning Wake Up Show. I hope you enjoyed the show. I want to say thank you very much to all the people that participated, Rhonda Zarate and her husband, Felix. I would like to also thank Guillermo for his time that he gave and all the great information about being a notary here in the Bay of Banderas. And also thank you very much to the people from Cultura Vallarta for giving us all the information they did about the upcoming festivals for the 101st birthday or anniversary of the city of Puerto Vallarta. Appreciate very much them taking the time. And like always, I want to say thank you very much to Jonathan, my producer and engineer, for turning on the microphones, switching all the knobs, and doing all the great thing he does, getting the music in cue. So, Jonathan, thank you very, very much for doing that. As I mentioned earlier in the show, next week we'll be back with another program. It's going to be June 1st, believe it or not. May will be finished by the time we talk to you again next week. So we'll have more information about what's going on here at the University of Guadalajara, other cultural events here in the Bay of Banderas, and a lot of fun stuff, and then just a lot of good informational interviews. So please be sure to tune in next Saturday at 9 o'clock for more of the Good Morning Wake Up Show. I want to say thank you very much, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
104.3 FM University Radio Network has brought you the Good Morning Wake Up Show. Be sure to tune in and listen next Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. Hasta la vista!